I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel, and this week on Wordmaster, Anu Garg, creator of the A Word a Day website and author of a new book called Another Word a Day, an all-new romp through some of the most unusual and intriguing words in English.
Some of those words are facinerous, which means extremely wicked. There are some facinerous people, too.
F-A-C-I-N-O-R-O-U-S. Facinerous.
If you said that to someone, they might look at you funny.
That's the idea. You insulted somebody, and then, of course, they don't even know what it means.
what kind of context would you find that word in?
Well, William Shakespeare used the word in All's Well That Ends Well. The character is saying, and he is of a most facinerous spirit.
What are some other words for an opponent?
One that I like is ventripotent. Ventri is belly, and potent is powerful. So you can say, this fellow has a large belly, or he's a gluttonous person.
And one way to become ventripotent is to eat too much candy. No, you won't find a common word like candy in his new book, but Anu Garg mentioned it because he likes to talk about words borrowed from other languages.
This Halloween, my daughter, she went trick-or-treating. I have an 8-year-old daughter. So she collected lots of candy. And then she came back, she said, Daddy, where did we get the word candy from? So I said, well, let's find out. It turns out we got it from Sanskrit. In Sanskrit, the word khand, K-H-A-N-D-A, it means a piece. And of course, the word khand has a more specific sense also, means a kind of raw sugar. So even today, you can go to any grocery store in India, and you can ask for khand, and they will give you this powdered brown sugar kind of thing.
Well, one of the words you use in your book is doppelganger, and it's interesting because that's a term I've been hearing for, seems like a few years, seems like it's getting more popular. And recently, one of our listeners in Iran used that term to describe a friend of his, and it's a great word, and then lo and behold, I see it in your book. Can you explain doppelganger and maybe start by spelling it?
Yes, the word is spelled as D-O-P-P-E-L-G-A-N-G-E-R. So we borrowed this word from German, and it literally means a double goer. It's used to describe a ghostly double of a living person. You can as well use it metaphorically. So let's say you have interest in words and radio broadcasting, and you attended a party and you met a woman, and it turns out she also has a deep interest in words and languages, and she also has a radio show. So you might say, oh, I met my doppelganger, somebody who is, in a way, double of you.
You talk about words borrowed from other languages. Do you have any idea how many languages we've borrowed words from?
Rosa, if you speak English, you speak at least a part of more than 100 languages. So we all know in English we have words from French, Latin, German, Spanish. But we have words from even these obscure languages like Tongan.
Which has given us the word
taboo.
Which is something that we use all the time.
Yeah, something forbidden.
So you're saying that came from, because you say there are not many words from that language, so there must have been some sort of contact, had to have been a sort of contact to get the word into the language.
Exactly. I'm looking in the Oxford English Dictionary, and it shows me a grand total of 11 words that came from Tongan.
Anu Garg operates the free A Word a Day email service with more than 600,000 subscribers and the website wordsmith.org. His first book was called A Word a Day, and now he's written Another Word a Day.
And that's Wordmaster for this week. Our email address is word@voanews.com, and our segments are online at voanews.com/wordmaster. With Roseanne Skirbel, I'm Avi Arditi.